The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today we have a very interesting topic, and that is BOCES and the BOCES Alternative Education Programs. Mm-hmm. I won't tell you too much about them now, but suffice to say that there are some really innovative and exciting things going on in BOCES. And our very special guest is Dr. Charles Corey, who is superintendent of BOCES. Dr. Corey has 47 years of experience in education. He's been a teacher, a counselor, a guidance counselor, superintendent, principal, and many more. Welcome, right. Dr. Corey.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank
Good
you.
Good morning.
Dr. Corey, for those of our listeners who might not know what BOCES is, what is BOCES and how does it interact with our school districts?
Sure. That's a great question. I think you're right. A lot of people don't understand what a BOCES is and how it works. There are 37 BOCES across New York State. They were established by the state legislature back in the late 40s to encourage cooperative purchasing and shared services. And over the years, back in the 40s, the late 40s, there were hundreds of BOCES throughout the state. Now they're down to 37 through consolidations. Pretty much assigned by region or county or, by student population. We're fortunate in that Ulster BOCES serves the needs of 8 component districts in Ulster County. And that's all of the districts that are located in Ulster County except for Marlborough. Marlborough is actually affiliated with Orange County. So don't ask me why. That's a long story. I don't really understand it. But and so we facilitate shared services and cooperative purchasing for the 8 component districts in the county.
Mm-hmm. And I think listeners, at least those of my age, mm-hmm. might think of BOCES as simply vocational training. But it goes way, way beyond that. And in this era where our local, world, and regional economies are transforming at lightning fast speeds, preparing students for this new dynamic and this new changing, ever evolving landscape is something that you folks address directly and
every day.
Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. Topics? I think you really hit on a key part. We're always looking to the future, and while career and technical education is a fundamental kind of cornerstone of what we do and probably what we're best known for, we also provide special ed settings for probably the most hard to place students, special education students in the county. In addition, we provide probably about 90% of the professional development activities for all of the teachers in Ulster County. So the 8 component districts will contract with us to provide teacher training, administrative support for the entire county. They still do some private contracting, but I would say upwards of 90% of their contracting for those kinds of services comes through us. In the career tech field, we're always looking to the future, and we're probably not the BOCES of
Your or grandfather's
the career in tech.
BOCES,
yeah, the grandfather's BOCES or the grandfather's career in tech. All of our courses at Career Tech, the vast majority of them are high tech courses, and engaging students in a lot of problem solving, creative thinking, always looking at the cutting edge. All of our programs are affiliated with colleges, community colleges, so that students have an opportunity to earn some college credit while they're enrolled in our career tech courses. In addition, they also have state-of-the-art equipment. Our advanced manufacturing lab companies in the Mid-Hudson region will contract with us to let them use our machines because we have the state-of-the-art machines.
Interesting.
Students who come to us, come through our programs, are really career ready, but really college and career ready, which is kind of the buzzword these days.
So they have the option to go either way or work and continue on with their education at the same time.
That's absolutely right. And not all of the students are, you know, they may be passionate about a career. And I think the misnomer is students who go to BOCES are not heading to college. We know that that's not true. While college certainly isn't for everybody, a lot of students will get industry certification or licensing that will enable them to pay for college. We had a young lady a couple of years ago who wrote to us, and she's presently a PhD psychologist. She went through our cosmetology program, and she said how grateful she was because she earned her New York State cosmetology license and never had to take out a student loan, never had to take out a loan for books. She always would work on weekends as a cosmetologist and paid for her whole education all the way through graduate school.
That's really terrific. We were really, my colleagues and I recently had the good fortune to visit your facilities and take a tour of all of your programs. And there was one that really intrigued me, the Pathways Academy. I guess it's known as,
Hudson Valley Pathways Academy.
Yeah, and it's known as PTEC for short, right?
That's right, yeah.
And I've never, in any visit to any school, saw students more engaged and more enthused, and teachers more engaged and enthused than there. The director there said something very interesting, that actual employers from Ulster County, from the Mid-Hudson Valley region, will go there with a specific challenge in their industry, yep, and then work together with the students and teachers.
Exactly.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, it is. It's one of our proudest. We're proud of that program. That program started about 4 years ago with students, 5 years ago in the planning stages. And basically, it was based on a governor's grant. The governor, when he heard then President Obama speak about PTEC, there was one PTEC school in the country, or Pathways for Technology Education. And it was located in Brooklyn, New York, and it was turning inner city kids around. And President Obama highlighted it in his State of the Union address. I think Governor Cuomo saw that and said we should have PTECs in New York State. And he created a grant program in the executive budget to fund, I think it was 13 original PTECs. It was a competitive grant, and so we applied along with folks from around the state, and we were awarded one of the initial grants. And our vision was to take, the focus of the grant was to take students who were not traditionally college-bound and essentially put them on a college-bound track. It was a blank canvas for us, and we mm-hmm. looked at the cutting-edge things that were happening in education across the country. We visited the school in Brooklyn, and also we engaged our industry partners, the Council of Industry, Harold King's folks, and also the local community college, and also SUNY New Paltz in the planning stage. The idea was to kind of marry all of the partners to saying, you know, we said to our industry partners, what do you want kids to be able to do when they finish high school? What are the skills that they need? What are the talents and abilities that they need? And we work backwards from there. We also work with our college partners. So students who go through PTEC or HVPA will earn both their high school diploma and an associate's degree. It's a six-year program, so they start in ninth grade and they end in 14th grade. Mm-hmm. And every month since ninth grade, there's an industry challenge. The industry leaders come in, they talk about a challenge that they're facing in their own private sector business. They present it to the students, and then the students, working with their teachers, essentially work on solutions. That's what you saw. Through the working on the solutions or projects that they're working on, they learn their math, their English, their science, their social studies, because the teachers weave that instruction into the solving of the project. At the end of the month, the students travel to the industry partner's site and present to the senior leadership their proposed solutions. and they work in teams, which is the way of the world in the private sector.
Right.
They improve their communication skills. These kids get up in front of corporate executives now regularly and present their solutions, and they answer questions. It's like an on-the-job interview. We now have, I think, 3 or 4 working as interns in our industry partners. More will do so during the summer. And most of the industry partners want to hire the kids now, okay?
Right.
They don't want to wait until they finish their program.
That's wonderful.
You know, so, and that's part of, that's the joy. I mean, these were kids who were not attending eighth grade. They were, maybe their attendance was 60% in eighth grade. They're at over 95% now. All of them earn college credit. All of them are on track to earning their associate's degree in either 5 or 6 years. So they're going to graduate, and it's all fully paid for, essentially through a partnership with the SUNY system and State Education Department. So
that's great. I remember us turning to each other and saying, we want to go here. why didn't they have this?
That's wonderful.
You know, and going so way beyond the traditional education skills to include things like in enhancing creativity and teamwork and and those presentation skills to get up in front of a group
of
strangers.
Absolutely. Plus, see the relevance of all of the basic math and science courses and how they can really relate to their real life and their future.
Mm-hmm. And matching skills to real needs in the real world.
It's one of our, we're excited about all of our programs, but this one is extremely
extremely
exciting. We've been visited by high school representatives from other states who want to see what we're doing and essentially want to see how we can how they can duplicate what we're doing in their states.
That's great. Well, we want to learn a lot more about this program
Absolutely.
And all the other wonderful programs. Right now we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
The heart is a complex organ, but finding specialized cardiovascular care in Poughkeepsie and Kingston is so easy. Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital and Health Alliance Hospital are now home to WMC Health's Heart and Vascular Institute, the Hudson Valley's largest multi-specialty cardiovascular practice. They have state-of-the-art diagnostics and innovative imaging and testing technologies. You'll receive comprehensive cardiac and vascular care from some of the world's top cardiologists and vascular surgeons. You'll also have a seamless connection to advanced care at WMC Health's flagship hospital, Westchester Medical Center. The best cardiovascular care comes from the best people, and now the very best are right in your backyard. Visit wmchealth.org/heart to discover more about WMC Health's Heart and Vascular Institute at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital and Health Alliance Hospital. Members of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network. WMC Health. Advancing care here.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Dr. Charles Corey, who's superintendent of the Ulster BOCES, or Board of Cooperative Educational Services. Dr. Corey, could you tell us a little bit more about some of the other academies and special projects that are currently being offered through BOCES?
Sure. Our newest one is the Phoenix Academy, which is an alternative high school, a 4-year program. It's co-located at the Center for Innovative Teaching and Learning at the Anna Devine School, which we are leasing from the Kingston City School District. This is really for students who, you know, I call them the round pegs that don't fit into the square holes of the traditional comprehensive high school. They may have lost their way. They may have some skill deficiencies. They are usually not on track for graduation. And so this is a much smaller student-teacher ratio, a lot of personal attention. And, you know, we have a fairly good track record of getting kids back on track so that they can graduate maybe either on time or a year later than their cohort. We're excited about the program. We're working cooperatively with the county executive on some ideas about how to integrate that program into the plans for the raising the age legislation. And mm-hmm. so we think that program has a lot of promise. It's a traditional, all of our programs, like the PTEC program in Phoenix, are really alternative high school settings. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of fall under that umbrella. So we're excited about that. And it's kind of in its second year of existence and having really good results with the kids that we have there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you also have, you mentioned earlier, special ed programs and more traditional technical education. Can you just touch on those a little
bit? Sure. On the special ed segment, roughly 15% of the county, there's 22,000 students in Ulster County's public schools, and roughly 15% of them are classified as educationally handicapped or eligible for special education. The vast majority of those students are educated in their home districts, but for a lot of reasons, sometimes a small number in any given district with a particular disabling condition, it's not cost effective for that district to offer that service or to replicate that service 8 times across the county, and therefore we take on those students at our center up at Port Ewan. We have about 150 students presently. We're not meeting all of the county's needs. There's more students who need those kinds of special services, but because of space constraints, we don't have the space, and we're always looking for more space to take on more of the county students. Again, small classes, those are full-day programs. Our career tech program is our half-day programs for grades 11 and 12, where a special ed could be from basically middle school through 12th grade, and those are full-day programs up at our Port Ewan Center.
So in the career tech, they check in at their home high school and then come for the second half of the day?
We have about 450 students who come first thing in the morning. They mm-hmm. leave at around just shy of midday, and then mm-hmm. we have another 450 that come at midday and finish their day with mm-hmm. us. So it really varies based on the program and the district.
And those are all the traditional trades, construction trades, and then
high-tech trades, high-tech, 26 different career areas.
Wow.
There's 26 different career areas that everything from aviation, where a student can essentially join us as an 11th grader and graduate with their private pilot's license. They actually go up and simulate. They do simulators, but they also go up in actual airplanes and earn their private pilot's license. We actually just introduce commercial drone pilot licensing, okay?
Wow.
So that is because that's a career area of the future, flying drones.
Absolutely.
You can go through an Ulster BOCES career program and be certified as a commercial drone pilot, which is one of the career areas that is projected to have the most needs in the next 5 years. So everything from aviation to cosmetology to advanced manufacturing to robotics to auto mechanics, auto body, you name it, pretty much we have it.
Well, there are a number of career opportunities that are arising because of the interest in alternative energy, green energy, and as a response to, the extreme challenges that are being presented from climate change,
sure.
from the overuse of the petroleum, et cetera. Can you, do you have some programs that are devoted to that, or thinking of that?
Not specific to that, but we do build, we build into our programs kind of the current state of technology and where the world is going. And so, as an example, our kids love competitions. A few years back, we entered a competition to design and build a solar car.
I remember that.
Okay, and the students in multiple disciplines, our welding students, our auto mechanic students, our advanced manufacturing students, even our fashion design students all worked together to put together a team that we entered into a competition where they designed, built a solar car. We trucked it down to El Paso, Texas, and the race was from El Paso, Texas to Los Angeles, California. And our students in our division came in first place, our first time out of the box. 2 years later, the race was from El Paso to Minneapolis, and we came in second place by 275 feet. Had we trucked the car off the freeway freeway. Had we let it drive in the on the exit, we would have come in first place. The race is how many feet you actually travel, the distance traveled by on solar.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, so we're thrilled with that. And that was life-changing for those kids. I actually went with the kids from Phoenix to Los Angeles, and most of those kids had never been outside of New York State.
Right.
It changed their lives. And I know some of them, you know, went on to graduate. I remember one young man, his dad came up to me and said he was very shy. But because of being recognized, they were invited to the state legislature and so on. He became, you know, a really outgoing public speaker. We ended up hiring him a couple years ago as a computer technician.
That's funny.
And he left us for a even better paying job after a year, which we're sad to see him go, but he's doing incredibly well. Also, our kids in our advanced manufacturing have designed an equipment locker that is presently sitting on the International Space Station. We entered those programs. Wow. NASA has a program for high school challenges, and we entered that. In fact, our second year out in that program, the astronauts come back and they always say, they always are asked the question, what do you need? What would you have liked to have? And the last 2 years ago, they came back and said, we wish we had more home-cooked meals. So we threw that into our culinary kids, and at NASA had a competition, and they designed a strawberry rhubarb crisp dessert that had to meet all kinds of dietary restrictions and so on, entered it into a contest, got to the final round where our three chefs, young ladies from the county, were flown down to Houston, presented to astronauts, there were 10 teams from across the country. They presented to astronauts, and it was thrilling. A week later, we got the call from NASA saying our recipe had been selected. In last February, it was lifted off on Cape from the Cape.
Well, congratulations!
And got sent
great
up to
success. Yes, absolutely. out of space.
And that rhubarb crisp is on the space station. So those are, again, life-changing things for kids.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's really
so
fabulous.
It's we're thrilled with that, and I think that's part of our mission, is to make kids aware that they are capable, and the sky's the limit. That they're, you know, they may have self-imposed, maybe because of environment, maybe because of structure, maybe because of the schools that they came through, they might feel inadequate. But in our setting, because it's all project-based in career tech, everything is a project, whether it's career in tech, whether it's special ed, whether it's the Phoenix Academy or P-Tech, it's project-based. They're given problems, they figure out how to solve the problems, and then there's this sense of satisfaction when the problem is solved, which I believe it carries over to the rest of their life. So
that's great. And you really set the tone with yourself and your staff, who really walk the talk. I mean,
yeah.
You are innovators in every sense of the word. I know that you've been out to the high-tech high school in California and the Design Academy, I think you mentioned, at Stanford and other places, to really be constantly aware of what's going on out there. And I can't say enough about how important that is to have the leadership set the tone.
Absolutely.
And really, you know, lead to the successes that
and we just had over 100, almost 100 teachers at our center over in New Paltz being trained by teachers from High Tech High on project-based learning, which to me was a dream come true to see, our teachers from the county, not just from Ulster BOCES, but from all of the districts in the county, engaging in conversations with the trainers as well as with each other on how they can improve their practice to make it more relevant for kids. It's not that they're going to take everything that they learned and make it happen tomorrow.
Right.
High Tech High took 20 years, 18 years to get to where they are today.
Mm-hmm.
We're on year one. And so we'll be there.
Be there.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Sure you will.
Absolutely.
And Dr. Corey, this is also exciting. If our listeners want more information about BOCES, about your programs, or may want to enroll either for their kids or themselves, Where do they go for more information?
Yeah, they would reach out to our Career Tech Center or special ed centers up at Port Ewan. We have a website, ulsterbosees.org. All of our programs are highlighted on the website. We have a social media presence. We are in all of the component high schools starting in the late winter, doing kind of advertising and talking to students. And so that's really where they would go. And if they can't find that information, just call me, 845-255-3040, and we'll get information.
What a tremendous resource and what tremendous dedication and leadership on your part and your team. Thank you so much for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.
That's all the time we have for today. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.